Hello, this is Will from Opinion. Hi, this is Will from Opinion Research. I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and I would like to get your opinion on some of the issues.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You said Divinity?
I'm sorry?
You said Divinity School?
No, Harvard Kennedy School.
Oh, Kennedy. What about them?
We are conducting a survey, and we would like to get your opinion about some of the topics that are taking place in Boston, such as your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. This survey will only take a few minutes to complete. And an appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card. If you complete the survey, you will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. We're going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answers to questions are anonymous. Would you prefer to continue in English or a different language?
English.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you currently live in Boston?
I live in Boston.
Thank you so much. Would you mind sharing your zip code to your primary residence?
02119.
Thank you. What would you say is your gender? Do you identify as female, male, or something else?
There's something else? Female.
I apologize about that. It's just part of the survey. How old are you? Are you between 18 to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 59, 60 to 74, or 75 plus?
What did you say? 60
to 74? Okay.
Yeah, pick that one.
Okay. What would you say is your ethnic or racial background? Do you identify as Black, African-American, white,
Caucasian? Not me.
Oh, it is. We just want to make sure we are talking to different parts of the public.
Okay. African-American, I believe that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. What is the highest? Ma'am?
Hello?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to me. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? Did not complete
bachelor's.
High school? Bachelor's? Okay, thank you. The next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, will you say your physical health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Thank you. In general, will you say your mental health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Thank you. Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Never. About once per week, a few times a week, every day?
A few times a week.
Okay, thank you. How often do you wake up during your sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Never. About
once
a week.
A few times a week.
A few times a week, thank you. How often do you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Never. About once per week, a few times a week, every day.
A few times a week.
Okay, thank you. The next
Can you, like, it's 6 o'clock, I need to see my family. You said this is about Kennedy, but you seem to be asking questions.
The reason why we're asking so many questions is we want to make sure that the people we're speaking to are in good health and good mental health. So, you know, their opinions count. We want to make sure we're not talking to someone that is disabled or have issues, mental issues.
Okay, can we? That's crazy, but go ahead.
Okay, the next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless? Not at all. Some days, more than half the days.
Some days.
Some days, okay. What about not being able to control worrying? Not at all.
Some days.
Some days, okay. What about feeling nervous, anxious, or on the edge?
Never,
okay. What about having a little interest or pleasure in doing things?
Sometimes,
okay, thank you. Now, we'd like to ask you a few more questions about whether you've been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? High blood pressure. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. A substance use disorder, yes or no?
No.
An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety,
no.
Post-traumatic stress disorder? No, okay. Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
No.
No. Diabetes?
Yes.
Okay. Overweight or obesity?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationship that people in your community have towards each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors will act if serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like rise in petty crime, loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard
yeah.
times. How likely is it that your neighbors will come together to do something about it? Will you say very unlikely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely. Okay, thank you. Have there been social get-togethers like block parties or gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
6 months. This is February. No.
No. Okay. Thank you. In the past year, have you considered moving away from your community? Will you say yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. Now, I would like to ask about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree, strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, neither agree or disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you. Law enforcement officers treat my people or my racial group like animals. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat agree or strongly agree with that?
Somewhat agree. What kind of question is that for Kennedy?
But go ahead.
I gotta have you up here. How many more questions? I gotta get my dinner on.
Okay, we still halfway through. People of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups. Do you strongly disagree? Somewhat agree? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of my people, of my racial group, seriously.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers have the best interests of my people, of my racial group in mind.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. You can answer these questions, yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have they been physically abusive to you or any of your friends or family members, yes or no?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. And the next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race? Yes or no?
I don't know.
Don't know, okay. Thank you. Have you ever felt that the police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that police stopped or followed them just because of the of their racial background? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police and law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you ever been arrested? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. These questions are for the respondents who have had contact with the police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions yes or no. Have the police law enforcement ever pulled you over for no reason while you were driving? Yes or no?
I don't drive. No.
Okay. No. Have they stopped and searched you for no reason?
No.
No. Have they treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
No.
No. Have they followed you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
Walking.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
Have they arrested, thank you. Have they arrested you for something you didn't do?
No.
No. Have they accused you of having or selling drugs?
No.
Have they physically been abusive to you?
No.
No. Have they assumed you are a thief?
Yes. Well, no, he wasn't a cop, so no.
Okay. Have they been verbally abusive to you?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Okay, in the past year, how often have police or law enforcement follow you? Would you say it was 0 times, 1 to 2 times, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, or 20 or more?
Oh, 12 months? No.
No, 0 times? Okay. Thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. Reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or pounding heart. Do you strongly disagree?
Yes.
So, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
strongly
agree.
Okay.
Yes.
What about I try not to remember and think about this incident?
I do try not to remember.
Okay. So you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. I try not to talk about the time when I was stopped.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Other events in my life caused me to think about events with the police.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. My feelings about this incident are kind of numb.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. We're almost done now. Please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about this, about things that happen since your encounter with police. I sometimes avoid people because I think they might look down on me. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat agree, strongly agree?
Somewhat agree, disagree.
Somewhat disagree, okay. People are more uncomfortable around me.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. I feel that my family or personal life has never been the same as before.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. I will be less likely to apply for a job if I knew that the employer will ask about my past experiences with the police.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. I think it is a good idea to keep my past experiences with the police a secret.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. People have avoided me.
Somewhat disagree. It happens.
Okay? Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you and others you know. I am less likely to call the police when I'm in need. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with noticeable law enforcement presence.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Having contact with law enforcement.
This has been 15 minutes. How many more? I really got to go.
Okay. I only have 9% left. Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you so much. Okay, we almost done. Last few questions are for statistical purposes. What is your current employment status? Without a job, looking for work, employee, homemaker, without a job, not looking for work, retired, student,
looking
self-employed.
Looking for work.
Okay. Looking for work. Thank you so much. What is your current marital status? Single, never married, widow? Single. Okay. Thank you. How many children do you have? 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 plus?
4.
4. Thank you. How many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
2.
2. Thank you. What is your household total income from all sources? I will read the categories. Just stop me when I get to the right one. Under 20K, between 20K and 50K, between 50K and 80K. Okay, thank you.
20 to 50.
20 to 50, okay, thank you. How long have you lived in Boston? 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7, 8 to 15, over 15, your whole life?
My whole life.
Thank you. What best describes your current living situation? Are you a homeowner, renter, or paying partial rent?
Renter.
With family? Renter, okay, thank you.
Renter.
Do you currently live in a public housing, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Please give me the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, just say Main Street and Elm Street.
Washington Street and Columbus Ave.
Can you spell that for me, the second one?
Columbus Ave.
Columbus Ave.
Correct.
Thank you. Thank you. Will you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department for $50 gift card, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Can you please provide me your phone number and email address, please?
I'll give you my email. What for?
Well, we need to forward you the $10 gift card that you already that you will receive because of your participation right now, and we need an email to send it to.
How are you going to send a gift card on an email?
We'll send you the information
okay,
so you can have access to the link.
Okay. Let's see. What is the email? God damn it. SYKESD527@gmail.com.
Let me repeat that for you. That will be SYKESV as in Victor 527@gmail.com.
D as in Diamond instead of V as in Victor.
Okay, D. Thank you so much. Phone number?
All right. Oh my God. 617-230-7209.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
You have a good one. Bye-bye.
Oh my God, 20 minutes.